Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Kate McDonald, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer from upstate New York. And she's toured in Europe and been all over the world. And she's got some great music. And it looks like she's going to maybe share a song or two. But our audience, at least our audio audience, will be listening to some songs. And Kate, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about, you know, yourself, and a little bit about your musical journey.
Okay, sure. How much time do you have? Thank you, Mike, for inviting me on this show. I appreciate it. So I started at 4 years old. I mean, I could go into all kinds of detail, but I found a record in my mom's record collection, a Joan Baez record. And she was my number one inspiration for a number of years. And then I have a musical family. And so there was a guitar in the corner of the room, and I picked it up and started to play it upside down and backwards. So I had it in my lap with the neck sticking out to the right. And that's how I started my musical journey. And from then on, it was, I was obsessed with music and obsessed with singing and playing the guitar. And then when I was about 12 or 13, I learned, instead of just strumming to accompany my songs, I was introduced to a number of guitar players, because in the 70s, there were some really good alternative groups, you know, with Steve Howe and, so many, Leo Kottke and John Fahey, a lot of great guitarists around, Gentle Giant guitar player. I don't know if you remember them. But at that point, the guitar was also became a big focus as well. And went from there. I'm not sure where I can stop or start. No, I could go forever.
That's a good stopping point. So, Kate, I want to talk a little bit. You know, I've listened to the songs. You know, they're great. And so the question, you know, you probably always get asked is, how do you describe your music? So how do you kind of describe it? A little folk there? Or...
I would call it contemporary folk music, with an emphasis on the guitar and first person songwriting, as well as a lot of fiction in the songs.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. And speaking about the fiction. So, I mean, these songs then are songs that you write. I mean, the songs we're talking about, I mean, you write most of your music then, or all of your music, or?
I write most of it. I actually have a co-writer. Her name is Anne Lindley, and she is involved in more of the lyric writing with me, and I compose the music. Nine out of the 11 songs on the new album are original.
Okay. So for you, Kate, I mean, is there certain things that inspire you to write? I mean, do you get, you know, ideas for songs all the time, or do you have to sit down and say, okay, let's come up with this or that? Or
it's all of the above and more. I mean, it's sometimes things just pop out right out of the air. I see something or hear something or mishear something on the radio. Those are kind of fun, actually, when I mishear some words and I go, oh, that's a cool combination of words, even though that's not what that person said. So the ideas come also from us or me just kind of banging my head against a wall and trying to get something to go to a tune that I have had hanging around for a while. So they come always.
Okay. So, I mean, for you, do you feel like when you get a song, written down, do you feel like it changes a lot between then and when you record it or perform it or?
That's a good question. I guess it depends when I just consider it to be finished, the song finished. But once I feel like the song is finished, it pretty much goes in that form to a recording.
So, I mean, when you have a song, do you usually perform it first or record it first, or can it
Oh, I
vary?
see. Perform it. I try to perform it first. For friends, or if there's an open mic or something like that. I haven't done open mics in a long time, but sometimes those are good for trying out new songs. You can make more mistakes that way, and you can really find out what works or not. For some reason, delivering a new song is very, very different from just sitting in your on your couch and doing that. Delivering it to people, there's something that just clicks in your brain, whether as to whether it works or not.
Okay, so I mean, for you, Kate, then do you usually start with a melody or start with lyrics, or again, it could be either or then, huh?
Either or, sometimes there's a motif that's been running through my head, maybe a combination of words and music, a tiny little snafu, a snap. That's not the recording you want to use either. A tiny little nugget of information, music and words, and that can turn into something I can build around. But that seems to that one piece of inspiration is where I can start sometimes. Other times it's completely cerebral. So I'm working really hard on it, and it's all very conscious, and it's all very much in front of me of my job, what I have to do in that song. So it either comes from this outside source, or it's something I have to hammer away at.
Oh, okay. And so let's talk then about this album that you've got here. So is this relatively a new album or?
Yes, it is. It was released in 21 this year.
Oh, okay. And so you mentioned that there's about 11 songs. So I mean, did you have a bunch of songs that you had to narrow down, or did you write specifically for this album or?
No, we had a bunch of songs that we or that I kind of put into a grouping, so and thought they may be thematically, complementary.
Oh, so I mean, is there necessarily any sort of theme with these songs, or does the album have a particular theme, or it's just the songs that you wrote then?
I would say it's a collection of the songs that I wrote. I would say that this album is I this is my fifth album. But I would say that these songs are a bit bolder and a bit more honest and straightforward. They're not. I've worked with a lot of metaphors in the past, and although I've done that in this album as well, a little bit, this is much more, I think it's easier to get than other pieces I've written.
Okay, so you mentioned that you've written that this will be your fifth album then. I mean, how long have you been, recording albums then?
My first album was in 1992. My first solo album. I was in a duo before that, and we did a couple of recordings, but been solo recording. I took a break. I mean, so I recorded from 92 with large gaps in between until about 2006. And I went back to school to become a child therapist, which is what I did. And for the past 15 years, that's what I've been doing. And then I've decided last summer to go and record after 15 years of not recording. So this is kind of a new jump after a long silence. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, right now you're doing both jobs then, or?
No, I actually just became a full-time songwriter and performer. So that was a decision I just made a couple of days ago. Because I work in a school, and I just said, well, September's coming, I better make this decision. So I made a hard decision to just go back to this, because this is my calling.
Well, great. So now you have like big plans now, since you're going to do this full time. Well, I don't know how many shows or performances you could actually do, but I mean, you're already kind of seeing how you could do this as a full-time job then, or?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously this is the worst possible time to be jumping back into the scene. Last summer, I had a full schedule of gigs in Europe scheduled, and I had to cancel all of them, just like all of my friends, all of the other singer-songwriters and all other musicians out there who are having to cancel tours. But I'm hoping that, you know, things will open up again if we can all straighten up and fly right, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, Kate. So, now I want to talk about these, you know, nice songs our audio audience will be listening to, but I know you were, you know, tuning up your guitar you had there. So it looks like you might be up for performing one of these songs. And so which would be a good song to perform here? Or, I mean, you can perform them all, but, you know, whatever you want to do.
I can perform one if it sounds okay.
Let's give it a go and see what happens here.
All right. I'll do the song Pilgrim. This is my upside down and backwards guitar. You can't really see it. Maybe I should move farther away. Anyway, you get the idea that it's a guitar. I'm a stranger to myself. I long for home, a home I've never seen. But I'm always moving somewhere else. I'm always moving somewhere else. There's a mansion on the hillside, and it's called the House of Dreams. You couldn't pay me enough to live there. It's not everything it seems. It's got halls and walls and doorways and marble floors that gleam. Everything you ever wanted and nothing that you need. I am a pilgrim without a compass. I'm a stranger to myself. I long for home, a home I've never seen. But I'm always moving somewhere. Always moving somewhere else. I could tell you I've done wrong, and I've lost sight of all that's right. If I met the bird of paradise, would I hear her song tonight? wish I were a big old oak tree, standing tall out in the sun, with my branches stretched to heaven, and all my work here would be done. But I got miles and miles to travel before the city of the sun. I will fall down on my knees when my race is run. I am a pilgrim without a compass. I'm a stranger to myself. I long for home, a home I've never seen, but I'm always moving somewhere else. I'm always moving somewhere else. I'm always moving somewhere else. I'm always moving somewhere.
Yeah, that's great, Kate. So, I mean, is this song something, one of the songs that you wrote then, or?
Yes, it is. It's an original.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about it? Was there a certain inspiration or any interesting backstory on it, or?
It's a song that went through many metamorphoses. But the main thing that kept sticking around for the song was that we're sometimes feel like we're aimless in our world, and we're trying to find the center of where we belong emotionally, physically, all of these other things. And it's often something that musicians go through when they're on the road. They're always moving somewhere else, and it's hard to know where home is. And home is not just a physical place, but it's an interior place too. So that's what that song is about.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about these other songs. So the first song we have here is a title song from the album, Ballad of a Bad Girl. Can you tell us about this song?
Sure. It's a song that came about by looking at the sometimes I, in social work in the therapy that I do, I work with kids who are often blamed for the things that have been done to them. So they become adults and they're pretty upset about it. And they're fighting a lot of demons because of things that have happened to them. So even though the father in this song, he doesn't do so well, I'm not going to give it away, but his demise is unfortunate for him, but it's a response that these girls had to something that their father did. So it was inspired probably by a lot of the work I've done, and that the victims are awfully often blamed. So that's just the girls need to be understood properly.
Oh, okay. And now another song we have here is Berlin. Can you tell us about this one?
Boy, that is that song, that's one of the ones that came out of the thin air. It did and it didn't. It was inspired by a story that I heard on NPR. It was the bombing of the Christmas market in Berlin. It was a few years ago. And it's not at all about that bombing, but it's about I was thinking more about Berlin and how it's a city that's come to terms with its unfortunate history. And that it's not only come to terms with it, they're putting it out there right in front of you to say, don't let this happen again. Don't let, 6 million Jews be killed again. So it's something that is a very cathartic song, and then but it then it becomes a personal statement saying we can be broken and we can come back again as informed and ready to move forward in a positive way.
Okay. And the next song we have here is Long As I Could See the Light. Can you tell us about this one?
Well, that is a song written by John Fogerty. So that's the song that Creedence Clearwater did, one of the many hits that they had. So that's a song that I've always loved, and I've always wanted to do a Creedence song. So that's what that is. It's just a great song.
Okay, yeah. So those are some great songs. So, Kate, we want to talk a little bit about your performances and where you perform. I mean, are things opening up in upstate New York for you to start performing, or?
Not really. Everything is pretty much on hold. I did a concert. I did an album release concert back in February, and that was at Cafe Lena, which is in Saratoga Springs, New York, and it's the oldest folk club in the country, oldest working continuing folk venue. And I had to do it to just a few people in the audience, but then it was broadcasted virtually, and it was that's where we were then in February. And then things opened up for them a little bit, and they started to do live performances. And unfortunately, in the last couple of weeks, they've had to pull back on that again and to make their concerts virtual. So it's in flux like everywhere right now. So I have the things that I do have booked are online and working on a couple of gigs for winter of 22.
Oh, great.
So I have a lot of time to write some new songs.
so you are writing new songs then? I mean, this gives you a time, a point where you could think and write new songs then?
Yeah. It's a great time for that. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about these virtual, concerts. I mean, how are they, for you? I mean, is it different? I mean, is it like there's people are leaving comments? Like I know with Facebook, you see all these comments scrolling. Is that how it is? Or you're right, just performing and hopefully somebody's watching? Or?
Well, the two that I've only done two of them so far, but I'm not actually looking at the computer because I'm up there performing, but the comments do roll in, and they're also contributing to the, I made it a benefit for the venue for Cafe Lena because they were really suffering during that time. And so I turned that into a benefit concert. And so people were donating quite a bit of cash and had a lot of watchers. So that was very exciting. Makes it really different. I mean, I play off the audience quite a bit, I play off how I think it's being received or how I, there's some interaction there that I miss. Yeah.
So, Kate, I wanted to ask you, about, when you get back or before all this pandemic, I mean, were venues you mentioned like cafes, I mean, maybe like wineries, craft breweries, I mean, something more intimate? Is that kind of what you were looking for, what you do? Or
I haven't done places like that. Cafe Lena is called Cafe Lena just because it's called Cafe Lena. I mean, they do serve coffee and stuff, but it's a folk venue. That's what it is. It's a concert performance place. So, and yes, they do serve coffee and things. So I haven't done the wineries or breweries. Those would be a lot of fun. I would like to do some of those. But mainly what I've done in the past have been folk venues and festivals and house concerts. House concerts are wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know about them, but yeah, can you tell us how those work again? I mean, you come to someone's house and they invite people over, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a quasi friend list. It's these are trusted people that you can invite to your house, but you don't really know them that well necessarily, but you do want to grow that audience to a point. So when one of the hosts the concert, they have a list of people they send out invitations to, and maybe 20 or 30 people can show up, maybe more. I've played for up to 150 at a house concert, and it's embarrassing how small I've also had, maybe 4 or 5 people. So they can vary in size. But yeah, they're all by invite, and then I play, and they ask for donations.
Oh, great. Yeah, Kate, I wanted to ask you, when things get back to, the normal and you could perform at these venues, would you be interested in doing both, a live in-person concert and a, virtual concert at the same time, so then you have double the audience, or?
I think that's a great idea. I think that is a great idea. It's an unfortunate event that turned us into techaholics over here in concert world, but it's expanded. I think it's expanded the audiences. If they've done it right, they've been able to harness the live group, live crowd, and also online watchers. So it's an opportunity.
Oh, okay, Kate. So
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit, about your, website and social media. So first of all, you have a website, or?
Yes, I do. It's www.katemcdonnell.com at Kate McDonnell, McDonnell.
Oh, and then now you have you have a Facebook page because I saw you there. But I mean, are you on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that, or?
No, I'm not. I haven't joined that world yet. It's on my list. There's a good friend of mine, Alan Roath, who has started something called the TikTok Takeover, and he's got a bunch of folkies there doing 1 minute songs. I guess that's still the limit. Is that still the limit of anything
Well,
on
actually,
TikTok?
it's 3 minutes if you have 1,000 followers or more, so.
Of course. Right. So the TikTok Takeover, I have not done it yet, but I'm intrigued by it. It'd be really interested to write it to 1 minute song and get a point across in 1 minute.
Well, like I said, if he's got more than 1,000 followers, he could do three. I mean, do you have songs as short as 3 minutes, or?
Oh yeah, I do have a few. They're not many, but
So
you're right, they're not
you could
many.
actually, yeah, do that. That's pretty neat. So I mean, for you, Kate, it is fun though to, I'm even myself, I kind of felt lunged in to all this technology, but I guess you have to move with the times, huh, sometimes, huh?
Right, you do. And for some of us dinosaurs, it's tough. So we're always just banging our head against a wall until something works. I think that's how it works.
So right now, Kate, you mentioned that you're working on getting new song ideas, but I mean, at this point, are you thinking about an album, or you need to get so many songs down? You just got done with this album, huh?
The whole expectation of albums is, as you know, kind of waning. I'm thinking that it might be more realistic to have two or three songs that I can go into the studio with and then release them as songs. And then if I have enough for an album, then maybe I'll package them somehow. But I prefer albums, but I think I could still do two or three at a time. I'd be fine with that.
Okay, so yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, we wish you the best. We hope that maybe. So I mean, as far as you know, that this summer, well, there is a summer, but I mean, as far as like the fall or that, there's probably not going to be any more big folk festivals in your area, or.
I just don't know. Everybody is kind of, just spinning their wheels right now, trying to figure out what to do, including venues. I mean, I'm back and forth with a friend of mine who books a house concert in Katona, and I just emailed him yesterday and said, or I texted him and said, I don't know, what should we do? And so we're both trying to figure out what to do with the new surge of COVID cases. So
Oh,
I
yeah.
witness no answer right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you could get, I mean, so for you, yeah, I wanted to ask you, Kate. So, I mean, for you now, do you do, well, again, it's kind of hard to do traveling, but I mean, do you have plans of maybe even coming to, yeah, Florida's open for business. I'll just say that. But I mean, do you have
Yeah.
plans of maybe traveling, you know?
Not at the moment. No, nobody's making plans. I hate to be such a Debbie Downer, but it's just everything is in flux right now. I'm thinking 2022 might be the best time to imagine live more live performances. But where we stand right now, I don't see it happening. And yeah, I'd love to come to Florida in the winter.
The
Right
winter.
now, it must be really hot down there.
It's already about 90 d
Oof.
degrees, but yeah, we stay in the air conditioning, so yeah, we're okay. Kate, I really want to thank you so much for your time. We want to wish you the best, and yeah, we hope that you could get out there. And oh yeah, before we go, if our audience does want to see, at least see you in some sort of form, do you have a YouTube channel, any videos we can
I
see you
do.
performing?
I have several videos up on YouTube, and if they want to see me live, they can sign up on my web page and give me their, email address, and I'll send out notices if they want to do that by email. So there are a lot of ways to get in touch with me, but that's one of the ways. And videos are up. Yeah, and you can actually see my whole guitar.
Yeah, well,
Ta-da!
there we go. I think we got it in there. And Kate, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention, or?
Just that I really appreciate you being out there and keeping the ball rolling. All of us need you guys a lot, and we really appreciate everything that you do for us.
Okay, yeah, definitely my pleasure. Okay, and finally, once again, if you could give your website here, please.
Sure. It's www.katemcdonnell.com. Kate is with a K, and McDonnell, McDonnell, like McDonnell Douglas. Although I'm probably not supposed to mention brands.
That's our right there. And yeah, when you do start having shows, I'm sure you put all the different gigs in that. I mean, do you have a ma mailing list or any way to remind people, or?
Yes, if you sign up on my mail on my website, there's a way to leave your email address so that I could send out notices when I have concerts.
Okay. My guest has been Kate McDonald from upstate New York, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. You've been listening to What's Up America with Mike Kara, and please catch us again next time. Okay, sounded good.